G7, easy to work hard. Make it easier to work hard. That was the motto of Lillian Gilbreth and her husband Frank in the early 1900s. They were engineers who studied workers' motions to make them more efficient. The Gilbreths had 12 children, 6 boys and 6 girls, so it was important for them to figure out efficiency in their home, too. Each child had a number. Each older child was made responsible for a younger one. Smaller children were assigned to dust the legs of tables and lower shelves. Larger children took care of the tops of the tables and higher shelves. To make learning easier, the Morse code was painted on the ceilings of the children's bedrooms. Diagrams of the stars were on the dining room walls. Charts of duties like dishwashing, making beds, sweeping, and listening to French and German records were in the boys' and girls' bathrooms. When shaving, Frank learned to lather both sides of his face at once to save time. In 1924, when Frank died, Lillian was left to support the family alone. She soon gained a reputation on her own as a good engineer, even though it was very rare for a woman to be an engineer at that time. Once, in order to find the right height to make stoves and kitchen sinks, she measured the distance from the elbows to the floor of 4,000 women.